And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Quiet Day on Yuki's Farm. Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I all appreciated the invitation we had from our good friend Yuki Butcher to come out and spend some time on his farm. Yes, Yuki's a gentleman farmer. He has his place out on the outskirts of the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, and you might as well be 1,000 miles away from civilization. However, he has all the comforts of home, in addition to his inventing laboratory. Now, as today's episode begins, Mayor Plumfront, Sparky, and I have just finished a whopping big farm breakfast. Come join us.
Glass of milk, Yuki?
Ah, sure thing. Glad you can have all the milk you want. Got plenty of it out here at the farm. Anybody else want anything, Mayor? How about some more ham and eggs? Big John?
Oh, no, Yuki. I've had 3 helpings already.
I've had plenty, too, Yuki. Oh, I tell you, I have never eaten such a big breakfast in my life. Hey, this farm life is really wonderful.
Yes, sirree, I'll say. Boy, everything sure did taste good.
Hey, Yuki, you can tell Mrs. Durf that I said she is beyond the slightest notion of about the finest cook I have ever.
Yeah, and that goes for me, too, Yuki.
Fine. You have ever what, Mayor?
Huh?
You have ever what? You said Mrs. Durf is the finest cook that you have ever. What do you mean, Mayor? You have ever what?
Well, now, Yuki, if you ain't hip to the latest cat talk, I'm not going to bother to explain. You just tell Mrs. Durf that I said she's a mighty fine cook.
Yeah, you can tell I said so, too, Yuki. Well, I'm finished. Well, what are we going to do today, Yuki? We going to work on the motor in your race auto again today?
Oh, no, Sparky lad. Today, I think I'll just work on some of my inventions out in my invention laboratory.
Hey, no kidding. Are you going to work in your inventing laboratory?
Fine.
Well, can I go with you? Can I watch you work on your inventions?
Yeah, sure, lad. Come on. The more the merrier, I always say. That's what I always say.
Now, come on, Big John. You're finished eating your breakfast. Let's go on out to the inventing laboratory with you.
All right. You coming along, Mayor? Not right away, Buster. I got to make a telephone call into town to City Hall. I got to call up my secretary, Miss Stalitbuffer, and see how things are coming along down there. I'll join you later, howsomever.
Yeah, okay, Mayor. Well, come on, fellas, let's go.
What new inventions have you been working on lately, Yuki?
Oh, I've been working on all kinds of inventions, too numerous to mention. Here, just a minute, I'll open the screen door there for you, Sparky lad. Yeah. There we go. Now, I was just thinking that...
There go your dogs barking again.
Those half-wit dogs, they bark every time you open the door around here. Quiet! Come out there, barker there. Hush! 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 Can't you understand? You don't have to bark like that. Anyway, I'm the owner of the place. Now, cut it out! Now, go on, get out of here.
Those dogs act like they like you, Yuki. They're barking because they're happy to see you.
I wish they'd show their happiness in a little more quiet manner. It gets noisy around.
That and those real sad eyes. They don't look very happy to see you, Yuki. As a matter of fact, they look like they're getting ready to bust out crying.
Well, those are genuine hunting hound dogs, Sparky lad. That's why they look like that. They just look sad,
yeah,
all
know,
the time.
I know. Renfrew Hencrow's got some dogs just like that on the farm out where he lives.
Oh, I tell you, Yuki, you certainly have got a very nice farm out here. I think if I were you, I'd live out here all year round.
Oh, I don't know, Big John. I enjoy driving the taxi cab around the city. Guess I'm just a big city boy at heart. As you will recall, Big John, I was born in the metropolis of East Cantankerous, Illinois, you know.
Hey, is East Cantankerous a big city? How could it be? I never even heard of it before.
No, until I heard you talk about it, I never heard of it either, Yuki. Not before you mentioned it, that is.
Is it a big city? My fellas, East Cantankerous, Illinois, is the biggest town in Cantankerous County. 432 people.
432?
Fine.
You call that a big city?
Fine.
Well, that isn't even a city.
Big John, 432 is the number of people who live in Cantankerous County, of which 321 live in the city of East Cantankerous. That means all but 111 of the people who live in the county live in the city of East Cantankerous.
Yes, yes, I guess I'm just a big city feller at heart. I enjoy driving my taxi cab around town. As a matter of fact, the only reason I'm out here is to work off a race auto at my invention laboratory and work on some of the inventions for my taxi cab I've been working on.
What kind of invention for your taxi cab, Yuki?
Well, you'll see, lad, as soon as we get into my invention laboratory in the barn. I've got all kinds of inventions in there, which I have been very busy lately inventing away at.
Like what, for instance, Yuki?
Well, like, for instance, my little invention, which I call the goldfish's friend.
The goldfish's friend?
Yeah.
The goldfish's friend? What kind of invention is that?
Well, as you know, lad, one of my hobbies is raising goldfish of various types and species. Technically, I am a goldfish watcher. Just a second whilst I open the doors of my invention laboratory here. All right, there you are, fellas. Walk on in. I'll just close these here doors again once we're inside. I got a lot of secret inventions here that I haven't perfected yet. Yeah, now. Oh, that's better. Now we're free to talk without fear of outsiders and spies and tuning in on our conversation about my secret devices and inventions. What was it we were talking about there?
That we were talking about your latest invention, which you call the goldfish's friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what that is. As you are well aware, one of my hobbies is raising goldfish. Technically, I'm a goldfish watcher. During the course of my career as a goldfish watcher, I have noticed that there is one thing that goldfish like to do, and that's swim.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, goldfish just love the water. In fact, when a goldfish isn't in the water, he's just like a...
Fish out of water?
Like a fish out of water, yes, sir. Just like that, just like a fish out of water, yeah.
Yep, that's true, Yuki.
But I have also noticed that there are times when their little goldfish get a little tired of swimming around and they just stand still there in the water. Did you ever notice that thing, John?
Yes. Well, I've noticed they all stand still.
Just sort of tread water there. And they look so sad. As a matter of fact, when they're doing that, I thought I ought to invent them with an invention. So that's when I invented my invention, the goldfish's friend.
Well, what is it, Yuki?
It's a goldfish bowl which, instead of standing still, turns around like a photograph record. That way the fish can stand still and swim at the same time.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, now, Big John, I admit my invention has a few bugs in it. Have to be worked out, but it'll work. All we have to do is figure out what to do about Dizzy Goldfish.
Yeah, Dizzy Goldfish.
Hey, is that your other invention on the front of your Model T taxi cab, Yuki?
Yeah, that's it, lad.
Well, what in the world is it? Looks like two airplane propellers attached to the front bumper. What are they for?
Well, fellas, them things on the front of my Model T taxi cab are what I call fog chasers.
Fog chasers?
Yeah.
What do you mean, fog chasers?
Well, you've seen fog lights on the front of automobiles, which, when they are turned on, are supposed to help you see through the fog.
Yes, but what have those propellers on the front of your taxi cab got to do with fog?
Well, they're fans. Whenever there's a fog, I simply turn on the fans and they blow the fog away from the front of the taxi cab, you see.
Hey! That's pretty good.
Now, wait a minute. That won't work, Yuki, in the first place. If you were driving at any rate of speed at all, the fans wouldn't even blow the fog away from the front of your taxi cab, and even if they did, they wouldn't blow enough fog away to enable you to see very far.
Well, now, Big John, I beg to differ with you on that score. In the first place, when there's a fog, I don't drive very fast anyway. And in the second place, I don't care if these here fans don't blow away very much fog, because who wants to see very far in the fog anyway? Because all you can see is fog, and fog isn't very interesting stuff to look at. It's pretty much the same. I mean, once you've seen some fog, you've seen it all.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, Yuki, you in there? Oh, yeah. Hey, there you are, Yuki. And listen, you better come in the house right away. It seems that there's a very important telephone call for you.
Important telephone call? Oh, hey, is it from the Auto Racetrack up in Indianapolis?
I don't know. All I know is whoever it is, they said they wanted to talk to Yuki Butcher, and that if you talked on the telephone to him, that it might be worth a lot of money to you.
Oh, yeah? A lot of money? Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's get out of the house here.
Wowee, I wonder what this telephone call's all about. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, I tell you, kids. It sure is fun looking around at Yuki Butcher's inventing laboratory. He sure has got a lot of funny gadgets and inventions. Hey, I wonder if his fog chaser would work. I wonder about that mysterious telephone call. I wonder what that's all about. The mayor said whoever it was wanted to talk to Yuki and said for Yuki to come to the telephone because it could mean a lot of money for him. I wonder how come. Well, we'll find out when we get back into the house. I'll see you later, kids. So long.